join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
The National Campus and Community Radio Association is a coast-to-coast collection of stations providing alternative radio. Since 1986, the NCRA has supported a network of community radio stations giving voice to socially, politically, culturally, and economically disadvantaged groups. Representing diversity in broadcasting, this station is a proud member of the NCRA. Learn more at ncra.ca.
Every day, you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Good afternoon, everybody. 1 minute after 2 o'clock, you're tuned in to CFRC. Kingston's campus and community radio station, 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca on the web, broadcasting from the cool subterranean confines of Carruthers Hall. Another hot, sweaty version, sticky music, Saturday afternoon jazz on Swing, Swang, Swung. And like we promised last week, I'm not alone. I have guests. Oscar Evans is in. He has brand new music to share with us. Thanks for coming.
Thanks a lot for having me.
I know summer is so busy. It's so nice to get out. But man, you just keep putting out music. It's so much fun.
I appreciate it. And I don't know, I think it's no matter what kind of your pace is, it's always important to kind of be a step ahead of yourself. So I record something, and then by the time it's released, I have another thing in the bank that's going to be released in a few months, and so on and so forth. So I just like making records. I like making music, so it's keeps me busy.
If you're going to be an artist, you got to make art, right? You just got to keep going.
Yep.
So let's start with the basics. It's a quartet this time. Who's in the band?
Jonathan Stewart on tenor sax, Nick Corneluk on the Steinway piano there at the Hotel Wolf Island, and Andy Love on drums, and me on bass.
And that's on that beautiful piano there too, eh?
Yeah, it sounds great. And the whole room sounded great. Jake, who's the head sound tech there, he did the mixing and the engineering on the day. And then Jordan Bullhose, who's a local drummer and sound producer, he did the mastering of the record, so got it sounding pretty good, I think, for a live record. We were like right next to each other.
It's got a really nice live record vibe to it. It has a really nice right there in the room with the band kind of feel.
Oh, tons of bleed. Every mic has lots of bleed, and but you know, we were jamming like a full volume right next to each other. Like there were people in the audience too, so it was like a normal concert. So I think we got it sounding pretty good.
Captured the moment. Nice. Hey, let's let some people listen to some music. You started the album off with a Monk tune.
Yeah, I Mean You. It's a really fun tune to play. And we did kind of like a fun version of it. Me and Andy did like a little trade interactive drum solo, bass solo thing that I think you guys will dig. So hope you enjoy.
Give people a listen and we'll come back and talk more.
Thank you.
I Mean You, the opening track from Live at Hotel Wolf Island, brand new release from Oscar Evans's quartet. Oscar's in the studio with me this morning. No, it's not morning anymore, is it? I'm just waking up still.
It's morning for musicians.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. What a great start to a record, man. It just starts jumping right away.
Yeah, I think, and I should actually dig up the set list, but I think that actually might have been the first tune we played in the night. I could be wrong, but yeah, it's a fun tune. It's one of those jazz tunes that plays itself, so it's a fun song to play. And the boys played it great. I mean, Jonathan
band
Stewart
sounds really nice. Yeah,
killer solo. Nick just such a classy swinging piano player. Me and Andy have a lot of fun doing our thing. So yeah, it's a great song. I like that song a lot.
And how did you decide what you wanted to record? How'd you make up the set list?
Well, to be honest, it was predetermined, and then a week prior to the recording, a trumpet player I had hired moved out of the country, and there was a handful of songs we couldn't do because I was planning on doing it as a quintet. And now it's a quartet, and there were songs with harmonies and so on and so forth. So I added a couple extra songs that weren't really on the list, and not everything we played, because it was a full two-set show, not everything we played made it onto the record.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Because that would just be too long. It's already seven songs, and it's a 52-minute record, so it's a very jazz seven songs. I think every song is
no, it's nice to be able to curate a thing like that and put it together how you want. So
yeah, so it wasn't thrown together, but with the circumstances leading up right before it, we made a few last minute decisions. But I Mean You is a tune we had all played a bunch. And also I should mention that the whole reason I recorded this record is it is sort of shows off what I was doing in the quartet medium around town. Mm-hmm. Leading up to this, I did a lot of my own gigs as a quartet. I liked playing with sax, piano, and drums, me on bass. So I was like, you know, I should record some of this. So I Mean You was one of the songs we would play at gigs, I think, pretty often.
Gotcha. Nice. And you are recording a lot. You seem to be really enjoying the recording process.
Yeah, well, I have an EP I'm calling the Gotta Start Somewhere EP, because it's the name of my first tune that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And it will feature four songs that I recorded at Matt Bates's studio. And it will also have two bonus versions of the songs Gotta Start Somewhere and Egg Salad that are already released on streaming services. So it'll be like six songs in total. And the four songs that we recorded at Matt Bates's studio, It's really cool because I took these songs and I hired some really, really talented, interesting jazz musicians, one of them being Paul Morrison. I got him to play flute on two songs and melodica on two songs, and hired a great young guitar player and a great young drummer that are both good friends of mine, Justin and Tiago. So it has a unique sound, and I like all the songs, and that's going to be on CD and Bandcamp. I'm not going to put it on streaming services because, believe it or not, I actually want to make some money off these records one day. So that's the Gotta Start Somewhere EP. And then I also have a really interesting free jazz record that I recorded that I can talk a little bit more about later, but it's free jazz, so it's a little spooky and interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, you just making music, making music, making music. It's such a nice way to be, man. Well, I love this assortment of tunes here. I'm jumping back and forth between... you said you wanted to listen to Ode to St. Cecile.
Oh, yeah, Saint Ode to St. Sicily. It's a Mary Lou Williams song, and for those jazz fans out there, probably know who Mary Lou Williams is, but if you don't, just go down the rabbit hole. She is an amazing piano player and has a really, really interesting life story, too. Like many, many jazz musicians, the documentary... The documentation of her life has been really, really interesting. And the musical progress throughout the periods of her life is very interesting as well. So get into Mary Lou Williams, and I think you'll like this track because it's one of my favorites of hers. So I'm happy to have recorded it.
Thank you.
to St. Cecily. Marianne Williams tune there. Going to jump right back into a little more Marianne Williams music, though. Some Dave Douglas here from his record Soul on Soul. Came out back in 2001. Oh, my God. This is Blue Heaven, a Dave Douglas composition.
Thank you.
So another tribute to Mary Lou Williams here. That's Dave Douglas from Soul on Soul with the title track from the record there. Before that, Ode to Saint Cecile from Live at the Hotel Wolf Island. Brand new music from the Oscar Evans Quartet. Yes, so we'll all have to listen to a little more Mary Lou Williams.
I agree.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And what about the other tunes on here? Where's Three Card Molly come from?
Three Card Molly is that's an Elvin Jones composition.
Oh.
Our drummer Andy Love requested that song. It's a fast modal song in F minor, or it's in a lot of keys when you find different versions of it. But it's pretty aggressive, and it was a fun version. Andy plays a killer drum solo on it, that's for sure. And then, yeah, we played a Barry Harris song called Nicaragua.
Oh, that's where I know that from.
And then I'm excited to play St. Louis Blues on the airwaves, because that's kind of a cool take on that song. And that's one of the oldest blues songs. I think it was the first blues song to be charted out on paper. It's a classic song.
Oh, I know, so yeah. The Armstrong version is like famous, right?
So yeah. So we did our version of Max Roach's version of St. Louis Blues.
So, yeah, nice. So Live at the Hotel Wolf Island is this record, and it's on streaming services?
Yep, it's on streaming services, Spotify, Amazon. It will be on YouTube Music very soon. It's just delayed for some reason. Sometimes these things happen. There's a lot of stores for the things to get out on, but it'll be on YouTube Music very soon. But yeah, Spotify,
Tidal,
all the streaming services. So yeah,
wonderful. And new projects already in the works. I'm very excited about this free jazz thing you mentioned.
Yeah. So yeah, I've always sort of wanted to do some kind of experimental free jazz music, and it's kind of hard to do that in front of people and then also find the right people to go, hey guys, we're going to do a bunch of music that we don't know how it goes yet, or we don't know how it ends or what key it's in. We're just going to improvise. So it's hard to find the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that those people aren't in Kingston, because I did do a free jazz performance at Homegrown this year, and that was a lot of fun. We just did like a bunch of free music playing. It was me, Nicholas Lennox, Mike McKittrick, and Andy Love. But I went into the studio at Matt Bates' studio again, and I decided to try to do this sort of thing all by myself. So I would sit behind the drums and just say, Matt, okay, I'm ready to record. And he would say, all right, you're live. And then I would just play drums and kind of come up with stuff for however long I thought was good for a song. And then I would go over to the bass and then immediately improvise bass over what I had just recorded on drums. And then I would go to trumpet and immediately record over both of those things.
Just keep layer on layer on layer.
So yeah, each, I have six songs and each song is a different set of permutations between those three instruments. So it's just a bass, drums, trumpet record, and there's only, each song is like a full improvisation layered thing. So it's only three kind of one take improvisations over each other. And I kind of got six songs out of it, and it was just a 4-hour recording session, and I kind of just...
Oh, I look forward to hearing
that. I just ran
that.
Around in circles, essentially, playing different instruments and improvising over myself. It was a bit of an interesting thing.
Don't make it easy, man. That's a really, really challenging way to record.
But it was fun, and it was experimental. I went in there as a complete experiment, and I just sort of thought, okay, I'm going to see if this works, see if I can create some interesting music, and if it's really not unlistenable, which, I mean, I'll be the first to say some free jazz is not the most listenable to the biggest audiences, but it's not supposed to be. It's if you like it, you like it. But I'm quite proud of a few of the songs that I came up with, and I think they are kind of catchy almost. So it's interesting that I went into the studio and I just created some songs that are fully me, but I didn't compose them. I just recorded them.
Right.
And it was interesting. I composed and recorded instantaneously. So the album will be called Sound Permutations, and it'll be out on CDs and Bandcamp. Follow my Instagram, Oscar Mayfield Evans. That's the best way to get updates on when I'm releasing things. And, of course, I'll be right back here on Swing, Swing, Swung talking about it when I have the CD ready.
Guaranteed. Wow. Why do your fearlessness getting out there doing this stuff, man? It's very, very encouraging to watch.
I appreciate it.
And where can people see you around town? What, you got stuff coming up in the next little bit?
Tomorrow morning and afternoon, I'm a special guest horn player for the classic Sunday jazz brunch at the Black Dog. So Chantel Thompson will be singing, and Rich Bannard on drums, and Zach Colbert on bass, who just had his 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Zach. Who am I missing? Dave Barton on guitar. So that'll be a really fun jazz brunch.
All-stars.
And then Monday Musiki with Tyson and Justin and my dad. We just do a bunch of jazz all night, and at 10 p.m. we kind of open things up to a jam. Last Monday, Bobby Hsu played some saxophone, and there was a drummer who has sort of been around the world, but he's based in Toronto, and he sat in and played with us. He knows Bobby from Toronto. So it something always fun happens on a Monday night at the Musiki. And as I said, yeah, just follow me on Instagram, and that's the best way. I post about all the shows that I really want you to come see, and if I don't post about it, I'm probably just on my way to a gig and too busy to post about it or something. So, but yeah, Mondays at Musiki are the easiest thing. If you want to just come hang and hear me play some bass or some trumpet, Monday nights at Musiki. I will be playing at the Perth Moonshine Festival, doing some stuff with a couple cool bands. I'm playing trumpet in a reggae band, and I'm playing trumpet in a project that I'm part of, Miranda Kira and the Oddfellows Orchestra. So double dipping at the Perth Moonshine Festival. And there's always stuff. Full-time musician, there's always stuff. So I can't think of everything right now, but you know, definitely just come out and say hi. I'm
yeah, and check out Austin's Instagram. Keep on top of that stuff. So yeah, I want to play St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
And then one more tune. What else should I close out with after that?
Well, you can take your pick, but I would say Olinga, which is a really cool Dizzy Gillespie song. I had never heard of this song, and it just popped up on, you know, like a YouTube autoplay. And then it's a really cool song. So I would say that one. And then maybe if you don't want to play that one, Nicaragua's cool.
No, that sounds great. Yeah, I got to do
they're
that.
They're all good. So yeah. Thank you so much for having me, Dave. And
Just a pleasure. The disc is called Live at Hotel Wolf Island. It's available on all the streaming services. Thanks for coming in. This is St. Louis Blues, the Oscar Evans Quartet on Swing, Swang, Swung.
Staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Mondays can be a tough day, But would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Just a couple of minutes before 3 o'clock, finished off that last set with music from Jeff Coffin and the New Gurus, and one of their compositions is called Upside Downish. And before that, one and a half tracks from Oscar Evans. Sorry about the technical slip up. Every once in a while, I just get a little trigger happy bouncing around on the computer. So we listened to two tracks from Oscar's new disc, Live at the Hotel Wolf Island. We listened to Olinga that got cut off there. And before that, a really interesting interpretation of the St. Louis Blues from the quartet. So thanks again to Oscar for coming in, keeping us up to date on all the things that he's working on and the brand new record. We'll play more of that in the weeks to come as well. And we encourage everybody to get out, catch Oscar's bands wherever they can around town. Always great live music going on. And every Monday at 4:30 down at the RCHA Club, there's live jazz and jam session, first weekend of the month. So stay on top of that as well. It's a little bit early, but I think it's time for a long song. I want to play some music from 2008. This is quite a pair here. This is Kenny Garrett and Pharoah Saunders together on an album called Sketches of MD, live at the Iridium. And this is, it's a little bouncy, gets a little wacky at times, but I really love this little tune. It's only 11 minutes.